Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being kind and how God's desire and His example is a kindness that, well, is unique. It flows from Him rather than from us. It's based out of purity and love. It leads to compassion, to understanding. But today we're going to focus in on a kindness that involves correction. Being kind when correcting. Also being kind when corrected. It goes both ways. And to understand the kindness of God's correction of us, His patience, His long-suffering, His willingness to take the time necessary for the transformation in our life to take place. As we're talking about this week, we're using as a backdrop the teaching of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount on, well, we get the verse that says, "Judge not, lest you be judged." But in the heart of that, we understand through the context of Scripture that there are judgments that God expects us to make. The expectation is that we're fair, we're impartial, that our judgments about others, well, are the same judgments we apply to ourselves. But more importantly, that they're all judgments which come from God's Word. Not judgments as in condemnation or final sentencing, but judgments as in determination. And that's what the act of correcting is about. Psalm 141, verse 5, the psalmist writes, says, "Let a righteous man strike me. It is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it." Now, I remember as a kid reading verses like this, particularly regarding the oil, and I'm thinking, why in the world would that be a good thing? I'm thinking of changing the oil in the truck and it getting on me, and I sure don't want that running down my head and into my beard, and that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about an oil that would often be used for healing or cleansing or freshening up. It's that splash of aftershave for the guys out there. And the psalmist writes and says, "Let a righteous person strike me." I'm thinking, why in the world would you want that to happen? Well, the key is the righteous person. It's the correction. And the righteous person that corrects us the best is God. Our correction of others ought to be godly. It ought to be based in God's Word, but it's always going to be imperfect to some extent because it involves us. And it involves someone that needs corrected. But it's that recognition that the rebuke, done correctly, done in righteousness, is actually a kindness. When we see a child engaged in behavior that would be destructive to them. And we just simply allow it to happen because I can't tell them no. I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want them to be mad at me. We create a problem. We correct. In fact, the Bible says that a father who loves their children will discipline them, train them through the art of correction, to do better, to be better, to choose better. And in that context, he says, as our Father in heaven, he corrects us, he disciplines us, not to condemn us, but to restore us, to teach us to make right choices. And it begins, I think, by us understanding the kindness of correction when we need it, when we're being corrected. Because experiencing it from that end helps us to be kind when we correct others. You've likely been there. You've received correction that's been harsh, that has felt unloving and critical and condemning. And generally, I don't like that. I'm guessing you probably don't either. But hopefully you've also received correction that has been loving, that has been helpful, that has been kind. And when we understand, it's our heart, it's our attitude, it's our motives that make as much difference as the actual action, we begin to grow in this area of kindness. And we, out of love, gently correct one another. As we looked at with the Sermon on the Mount, we begin with taking the plank out of our own eye. We deal with the correction we need first. It's not we're ignoring the speck in our brother's eye. We're not ignoring the correction that someone else needs, but we're doing it with a changed attitude and mind because we see more clearly. Sometimes we see more clearly the sin that bothers us so much because, well, it's in our life too. And we see the hypocrisy of pointing out the wrong that someone else is doing so that the attention is taken off of us. And this teaching of Jesus isn't about everything being okay. It isn't about being silent about sin and righteousness. It's about being kind. And when Jesus and His Spirit convicts us, the Bible says one of the jobs of the Spirit is to convict us of sin and righteousness. He does so in love. He does so with kindness. He does so with the intent of restoring us to God. And so whether we're in need of correction or whether we're called upon to correct someone else, be kind. Love one another deeply. And let your kindness reflect the kindness of God that you have received. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has shown us a kindness like no other that we've ever experienced or ever will experience. And yet, because we've experienced your kindness, we have a better understanding of how to be kind to others. But we may not have a better practice of it. We may not have a better desire for it, but we understand it more clearly because we've experienced it. So I pray that your Spirit would help us to put that kindness into practice in the way we treat others, especially in this area of correction, the way we treat those who correct us, that we would view it as a kindness, that we would recognize the importance of being corrected. Father, it would also change the way that we are involved in correcting others, that we would do so with kindness, with a desire to help and not condemn, with a backdrop of your word as the guidance and the standard, with an understanding that even in our correction of others, that we may not be fully accurate. And so may we live with this kindness that extends grace. And as we receive that kindness of grace from you, may we share it with others. And may we grow. And the things in life that we ought to be changing, may they be changed because of the kindness of correction. Help us to value godly correction and respond to it in a way that's beneficial, in a way that lifts up Jesus. That as we lift up Him, He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.